Start now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
And would you give me the days of the week, starting with Sunday?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
And the months of the year?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and December.
This will be all right. The number after 99 is just... Number after 99 would be...
100.
And after 999?
1,000.
I think this would be a good recording level. Can you hear me all right if I talk like this?
Yeah, well, yeah.
And I think the tape recorder is picking you up all right, so we don't have to worry about it. I asked you some of the questions when I first came, and but I would like to put them on tape because I didn't write them down. So let's just go through the list here. I should say at the outset that I'm more interested in what people actually used in the old days rather than what they say now or what they consider to be correct now. Just how people spoke naturally in the old days. For example, after dinner, about 3 or 4 o'clock, would you say that was the evening or the afternoon?
Why, it was the afternoon, really, when I went out.
Did you call it afternoon?
Afternoon, yes, sir.
Uh-huh. And,
we called it,
sir?
And we called it at nighttime, yeah, we called it night.
Uh-huh.
Afternoon, I don't think, I think it's afternoon and night.
You never call 3 or 4 o'clock, you never say right now would be evening time?
No, it's too early.
Uh-huh.
I don't think so.
And, if you got up early in the morning, you might say something about the sun. I got up this morning at sun up. Sun up, and I went, you get the cows in on the farm, you get the cows in before sun.
Before the sun's down.
And if there's been a storm and the rain stops and the clouds start to disappear, you say, I think the weather is...
Clear, no.
And if you have a very hard rain, a great deal of it comes down, doesn't last long. What did you used to call that?
A downpour.
Downpour, uh-huh. Did you ever hear a word like toad strangler or lighter knot floater?
Oh, very often, yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
Do you remember any of the other expressions they used to use for a hard downpour?
Well, floods often call them floods, oh, like that.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear a goose drowner?
No.
Or a gully washer?
Yeah, I'll call them gully washers very often. Yeah.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. And the metal thing that's... catches the rain along your roof?
That's a gutter.